be constrained, quantified, or measured. This life-giving energy of creation provides a profound source of joy that's accessible at all times. If you live from an infinite perspective, you'll relinquish the idea that your own identity is the physical body in which you progress from birth to death. In your totality, you're an infinite being disguised as a person existing in the world of sharp edges and twisted knots, as this verse refers to. Coalescing within and around you at all times is the invisible, life-giving force of the Tao. It is inexhaustible. It is bottomless. It cannot be depleted. This fourth verse of the Tao invites you to consider rearranging your thoughts about who you are. It seems to be saying that cultivating an awareness of the infinite aspect of yourself is the way to tap into the limitless source of creative energy that flows through you. For example, you may want to help some less fortunate people improve their day-to-day existence, but you don't believe that you have the time or the energy to do so because of who you are and what you're presently doing. As you relax your hold on the idea of yourself as the job you do or the life you're living, and seek to acquaint yourself with the limitless creative energy that's a part of you, the time and energy you require will appear. Imagine yourself helping others, guided by the infinite aspect of yourself, will generate behavior and actions that complement your vision through the common ancestor of the Tao. Ultimately, you'll cultivate an absolute knowing that whatever assistance you need is right here and right now, in front of, in back of, above, and below you. It is empty, yet very much present. It is, as Lao Tzu reminds you, inexhaustible, bottomless, the ancestor of it all. Awareness of the omnipresence of the Tao means that thoughts of shortages or lacks aren't prevalent. Beliefs such as, there's no way this will happen, it's not my destiny, or with my luck things could never work out, cease to be entertained. Instead, you begin to expect that what you imagine for yourself is not only on its way, it's already here. This new self-portrait based on the cooperative presence of the invisible Tao elevates you to living an inspired life, that is, one of being in spirit or in unending touch with the Tao. When you live infinitely, the rewards are a sense of peaceful joy because you know that all is in order. This is what I imagine Lao Tzu's ancient words mean in our modern era. First, consider all things that seem to be a problem from the perspective of the eternal Tao. Believing that there's a shortage of prosperity is a signal to think in terms of the inexhaustible source, the Tao. Just like everything else on our planet, money is available in limitless quantities. Know this and connect to the bottomless supply. Do it first in your thoughts by affirming, everything I need now is here. Prosperity thoughts are energetic instructions to access your infinite self, so actions will follow them. Take this same approach, staying in harmony with the Tao, to all of your problems, for there's an all-encompassing supply of well-being to partner with. So rather than giving energy to illness and perceived misfortunes, stay with the Tao. Stay with what can never be used up. Stay with that which is the father of all things, the creative source of it all. It will work with and for you, as you have it in your thoughts, then in your feelings, and finally, in your actions. And secondly, be an infinite observer. When acknowledged as a sign of change, worry is transitory. It's simply part of the world of the changing. If you view your life from the vantage point of an infinite observer, concerns, anxieties, and struggles blend into the eternal mix. From this ageless perspective, picture how important the things you feel depressed about now will be in 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, or an uncountable number of years. Remember that you, like the infinite Tao from which you originated, are part of an eternal reality. Rearrange your thoughts to practice thinking in alignment with the Tao. With the assistance of the eternal Tao, all of the sharp edges of life smooth out, the knots loosen, and the dust settles. Try it. Do the Tao now. Pick a situation today. Any situation will work. And instead of verbally responding, be silent and listen to your thoughts. For example, in a social gathering or business meeting, choose to seek the emptiness found in silence in order to be aware of your infinite self. Invite it to let you know when or whether to respond. If you find your worldly ego interpreting or judging, then just observe that without criticizing or changing it, you'll begin to find more and more situations where it feels peaceful and joyful to be without response, just to be in the infinity that's hidden, but always present. You might want to duplicate this advice of my teacher, Nisargadatta Maharaj, and post it conspicuously so that you can read it daily, as I do. Quote, wisdom is knowing I am nothing, love is knowing I am everything, and in between the two, my life moves, unquote. And while you're living, stay as close to love as you can. Fifth verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, heaven and earth are impartial. They see the 10,000 things as straw dogs. The sage is not sentimental. He treats all his people as straw dogs. The sage is like heaven and earth. To him, none are especially dear, nor is there anyone he disfavors. He gives and gives without condition, offering his treasures to everyone. Between heaven and earth is a space like a bellows, empty and inexhaustible. The more it is used, the more it produces. Hold on to the center. Man was made to sit quietly and find the truth within. Unquote. Living impartially. The Tao does not discriminate, period. Like heaven and earth, it is impartial. The Tao is the source of all, the great invisible provider. It doesn't show preference by giving energy to some while depriving others. Rather, the basic life-sustaining components of air, sunshine, atmosphere, and rain are provided for all on our planet. By choosing to harmonize our inner and outer consciousness with this powerful feature of the Tao, we can realize the true self that we are. The true self is our unsentimental sage aspect that lives harmoniously with the Tao. This aspect doesn't view life in one form as more deserving than another, and it refuses to play favorites. Or, as Lao Tzu states, he treats all his people as straw dogs. Lao Tzu uses this term to describe how the Tao, as well as the enlightened ones, treats the 10,000 things that comprise the world of the manifest. In Stephen Mitchell's translation of the Tao Te Ching, he explains that straw dogs were ritual objects venerated before the ceremony, but afterward abandoned and trampled underfoot. In other words, Taoism reveres and respects existence impartially, as an ebb and flow that is to be revered and then released. With impartial awareness, the sage genuinely sees the sacredness within all the straw dogs in this ceremony we call life. This fifth verse encourages us to be aware of this unbiased source and, as a bonus, to enjoy the paradoxical nature of the Tao. The more rapport we have with the energy of the Tao and the more we're living from its all-creating perspective, the more it's available to us. It's impossible to use it up if we